piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Greg gave me an article that I somehow had missed. It was in The New Yorker last year, called Against the Grain by Michael Spector, a very interesting article. He starts out by going to a gluten and allergen-free expo. This event is billing itself as the largest display of gluten-free products in the U.S., banners hanging from the rafters and all that sort of thing. Here he found gluten-free artisanal fusilli and penne from Italy, gluten-free artisanal fusilli and penne from the United States. Dozens of companies that set up tables, gluten-free cheese sticks, fish sticks, bread sticks, soy sticks, packets of breadcrumbs made by master bakers, certified gluten-free, and even gluten-free dog food. You know, I mean, people are obsessed with this gluten-free thing.
Yeah, so they now are going to include their pets.
Yes, got to include their pets because they're probably suffering too. But it's all based on problem with celiac.
Gluten, which is one of the most heavily consumed proteins on Earth, is really made up of two separate proteins, two molecules, glutenin and gliadin. When the two join together, they form a bond. When bakers knead bread dough, that bond creates elasticity, which is what gives bread chewy texture and permits pizza chefs to toss the discs over their heads. It also traps carbon dioxide, which, as the bread ferments, adds volume to the loaf. Humans have been eating wheat and the gluten in it for at least 10,000 years.
At least.
For people with celiac disease, which is about 1% of the population, the briefest exposure to gluten can trigger an immune reaction powerful enough to severely damage the cilia, the brush-like surfaces on the small intestine. People with celiac have to be alert to food at all times.
It's
nothing to joke about. Now, until about a decade ago, the other 99% of Americans rarely seemed to give gluten much of a thought.
No.
But then we have a couple of people who wrote very influential books. One by William Davis, a cardiologist whose book Wheat Belly created an empire founded on the conviction that gluten is a poison and that gluten really needs to be eliminated from our diet. He believes that even healthy whole grains are destructive, and he's blamed gluten for everything from arthritis and asthma to multiple sclerosis and schizophrenia. David Perlmutter is a neurologist and the author of another gluten-free foundational text called Grain Brain, The Surprising Truth About Wheat, Carbs, and Sugar, Your Brain's Silent Killers. What he says is gluten sensitivity represents one of the greatest and most under-recognized health threats to humanity. Two books, they've kind of become the Bibles of the gluten-free movement. There have been studies showing celiac disease is now affecting about 1% of our population, but more than 50 years ago was only present in 0.2% of the population. So something has happened, probably something environmental has happened in the past 50 years to increase the number of celiac cases. Then we have studies that were done in Australia where people were given gluten-free foods and then they would reintroduce some of the gluten foods back into these people's diets. And they found that the people actually would be sensitive to those gluten foods once they were reintroduced into their diet. But then the scientists were wondering, could it be something besides gluten? What else is in wheat besides gluten? And what they found was that there's a whole complex of carbohydrates called FODMAPs, F-O-D-M-A-P. It's an acronym for oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. Not all carbohydrates are considered FODMAPs, but FODMAPs are in high concentration in foods that are high in fructose, honey, apples, mangoes, watermelon, dairy products like milk and ice cream, and fructan, such as garlic and onions. So they repeated the study, this time studying the FODMAPs. They found that it was maybe the FODMAPs that were causing people gluten problem and not the gluten itself. Now, this was admittedly a small study. It needs to be expanded. It's, I think, the first opening into a new area looking at quote-unquote gluten sensitivity, not from the standpoint of the protein itself, but from the carbohydrates that are in the wheat also.
Yeah, all the other things that come with it. It does underwrite the notion that you are experiencing something genuine. You're having a genuine problem, but it may not actually be gluten.
We'll talk more about gluten next time on
The Food Guys. Da 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 da